Is that everything? What do we do? We start?
Welcome.
Welcome.
Sorry, I was watching a music video on my phone.
Oh, man, Nick.
Where are we going to, like, make an actual theme song?
I guess so. it's common. Don't talk about it so then people can't get hyped for it.
Yeah. Season 2, no theme song, no nothing. Bare bones, this podcast.
Cool, I have a topic now. I just thought of it just now.
Groovy. Okay. What music video are we watching?
Speakers.
You can barely hear him?
Yeah, turn up. Crank that shit.
Crank
what movie music video are you watching?
Single Moms put out a new video for a song. It's
really
cool.
Single Moms has a music video.
They have a new fucking record that just came out.
You should link that to me.
It's really grungy.
Seaway's video?
What?
You see Seaway's new video?
No. I showed though.
It's pretty good.
Seaway, the guy who entered here, his old bandmate is Seaway.
I actually ran to a girl at Chris's house party. She was like, yeah, like, I was going to go to Riot Fest because my friend was playing. I'm like, oh, who's your friend? She's like, Adam Soji. And I'm like, oh, he is also my friend.
Cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
I guess let's just get into topics since we want
to. Yeah, okay, because we gotta do a shorter.
A quickie one.
Oh, yeah, today's a lunch cast because.
Lunch cast.
Well, I just had breakfast and I came over.
Breakfast.
So I've been vegan for the week. It's been 2 days and I really want to eat like 6 steaks in a row.
Okay, so you're not a very good vegan so far.
So far, I'm so over it. I'm glad I did this.
Vegan for the week, so it's been like 2 days?
I had a hot chocolate on Monday morning. So, like, maybe a day.
Is that just cocoa powder?
No, it's milk.
No, there's milk in there.
Oh, you bought it somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, anyways.
Nick, what's your topic?
So... Childish Gambino recently just came out with a new mixtape.
Yeah.
Stone Mountain.
Have you guys listened to it?
Yeah, Stone Mountain.
Yeah,
and there's
good.
Kawhi got leaked as well.
And Kawhi has, he samples like an old song from a cul-de-sac on it.
Okay.
It's really fucking sick. So he put out, on Kawhi, there's a vocalist track of like 3005. And then on his website, there's like a hidden link to download the audio vocal track. And then someone put them together and they lined up perfectly. And that's like the secret song for the record.
Right.
So that's like, you know how, like, remember secret songs were like, oh, like, the song is 10 minutes, but no one really noticed because everyone had CD players?
But yeah,
now you know,
yeah.
Cause you'll see it on your iPhone, right?
Yeah.
So that's, like, an equivalent of secret songs. So, like, what are other examples of how technology changes and how it kind of inspires creativity? That's really heavy.
Oh, God.
I just thought of that as I was talking.
On the topic of secret songs, I know, I'm pretty sure it's AFI. And maybe Green Day, they have secret songs sometimes before the album starts.
I've heard of that.
So you have to put the CD in, and then before song one, you have to hold down rewind, and so it goes back before track one even starts, which I thought was pretty crazy.
Yeah, that is so whack.
Yeah.
That's like the perks of analog technology.
Yeah, you can hide shit.
What was the question again?
I don't know. What's cool stuff you can do now in the future that you'd like to
do? We're fucking talking across the globe right now.
Yeah. Creativity. This is creativity right now. We're just making a podcast. Gavin is 5 hours difference.
Oh, there's nothing creative about a podcast.
Yeah, we're ideas and magic happens here.
I don't know. I have so much.
We talk about balls.
We have discussion
about
balls.
So much work I need to do today.
Because
I just didn't do it yesterday.
That's good. Yeah. I don't know. So wait.
So that was my topic. Okay, great. Good talk. What's Gav's topic?
No, technology, man. Technology's crazy.
A lot of the cool stuff that people do with like MIDI and music software and stuff is really cool.
MIDI's been around.
Yeah, I get really sad about that shit though, because I am like, I can't work MIDI for my life, and everything cool now is MIDI. Like I listen to the new Prince Caspian, and all I think about is just like shit. Like, I can't produce shit this good. Like, I just got my acoustic guitar, and that's all I can do.
That's the best thing about music, though, is that, like, you can use, like, a $2,000 computer and, like, all these expensive programs and, like, microphones to make stuff. Or you can just get a wooden box with some, like, wire strings on it, and it also makes sounds.
Or you can just sing with your voice that you got.
Yeah, it's cool how it's like on both ranges of the spectrum. Like, you can still make something that's cool no matter what. Technology.
And make money.
Technology.
I keep forgetting you live in England. Everyone's. Oh, when I went to Hamilton, it was my first time going by myself. And
So can you tell me about this?
Yeah, Pippa was like, "So, do you like miss Gav?" And I'm like, "Well, I miss it when he would get his dad's car to drive me here, so I wouldn't have to take the bus." I was like, "So, I miss all like the material things that come with Gavin."
All the conveniences.
Yes, all the conveniences. But I don't miss Gavin at all. It was really funny.
Thank you.
That was my.
That's great.
Yeah.
I feel great now.
Yeah, you feel good.
Yeah.
You
feel appreciated and missed.
Yeah, you should. No, Chris has been a really talkative and like really like interested in getting to know each other since you left. Have you noticed
on the
that?
Thread or like in general?
In general.
Oh, so I'm missing out on that too.
What thread? What?
The Google chat thread.
Oh no, he sends me texts.
Debra.
I'm like, whatever.
What?
Text without
so
you
jelly.
Well, no, it's like you coming, bro? It's like, yeah, it's like we should get coffee in the morning before you leave. So we got coffee.
What?
Yeah,
that's so cool.
Because he knows we talk to each other on the podcast. So he asked like, what you've been up to, and I was like, I have no idea. And then he really wants you to have like these crazy adventures. Outlandish.
Which are you? Are you taking? Are you seizing the day, Gavin?
Yeah. Or die regretting
so
the time you lost. I spent all yesterday listening to Avenged Sevenfold.
Oh, sorry. I do that all the time.
Yeah, I don't know why. I was kind of procrastinating doing my work, and I was just like, "What has Avenged Sevenfold been up to? They're making a video game."
Are
okay.
They?
Yeah, it's like League of Legends or World of Warcraft, but it's Avenged Sevenfold.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's Avenged Sevenfold update for y'all.
Update the
yeah, crazy adventures. So far, there's nothing like too wild and wacky, but like I definitely got a lot of stories. I don't know if there are particularly interesting topics, but like, just like I've been drunk all the time. Just like 2 days ago, it wasn't a date, but it was just like I watched this movie with this girl and it didn't go well.
Exactly.
And then on the way there to meet her, I ran into my hockey coach or captain or whatever, and he was just like, "Oh my god, like good luck." And then afterwards, I was like, "That was terrible. Like it didn't go as I thought it would."
How'd you think
and
it
he's
was
like,
going?
"Okay, let's go get a beer and play some pool." And then I invited my roommate out, and then the night was just awesome. We just stayed up till like 2 a.m. playing pool and drinking beer.
So you fixed everything by just getting drunk and playing pool.
Yeah, every night here is just kind of like, is anything going on? Yeah, everyone's going out. All right, cool.
That's what I told Chris. I'm like, he's not doing anything crazy, but like what was it like with your first week there? He's like, it was just a party the whole time. And I'm like, okay, well, that's like, don't expect Gavin to be like doing blow off hookers' butts and shit, like doing
no.
crazy stuff. Like, it's gonna be the same what years ago. He was like, yeah, I guess. I was like, what
yeah,
did you
I'm
expect, bro?
I'm still Gavin, but I'm open to doing things a lot more. But I need a job because I'm running out of fucking cash.
Yeah, because
it's first 2 weeks.
No, it's so expensive here. Like, food is pretty cheap, but everything else is kind of expensive.
Like, what are
and
you
had to? I had to buy like everything again, and holy shit, I don't know.
What do you have to buy?
Okay, for clubs, for example. So today I joined the Kent Media, whatever, and
stop
it's I
clubs.
Get to be like on. I can make a radio show, and I can be on this like Kent TV and stuff, but it costs £20 membership, which is like $40. Mm-hmm. Hockey costs £185, and then another £70 in the new year. It's just like holy shit. And luckily, I didn't have to buy a kit. And this whole fuck. And I bought a guitar. That was for me though. So.
So that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's fine.
Okay.
Oh, I bought a jacket. It's a pretty sick jacket.
So
I'll show y'all later.
Everything that you like totally don't need.
No, but it's just shit that you don't expect. Like I bought a frying pan set. Like, it came with a shitty frying pan and a bunch of pots.
Yeah.
And already the frying pan's fucked because it was, like, £10 for the whole set. And, like, just everything sticks to it. And now I have to buy a store. Like, I'm going to use Amazon and buy a fucking frying pan.
Yeah.
Even though I already own, like, 5 frying pans back home. But
yep. So
what the fuck am I going to do
so
now?
So basically what you're saying is you get what you pay for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gavin's more
lesson learned. Yeah.
You
gotta spend £11 on that frying pan, so the $10.
Yeah.
$10.
But technology, right? Amazon. I get free Amazon Prime for 6 months, so everything's
drone?
A day delivery.
Drone to drop it off for you?
Yeah, the Amazon drone.
Amazon.
I don't know. I haven't seen, but I bought vitamins too.
Vitamins.
These are expensive as
in
fuck.
In England,
as well.
Vitamins actually.
Yeah, vitamins are expensive everywhere.
Yeah.
You want to get into your topic now, Kevin?
Yeah, I guess. I was gonna talk about my failed Tinder experience.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I want to hear about this date. So you, like come over and watch Emperor's New Groove, and then you just watch the Emperor's New Groove, and you're like, okay, goodbye.
I'll get there.
Is she from Tinder?
Yes.
No. So first of all, this Tinder thing.
So you got Tinder.
Basically,
now.
Yeah, one. No, I got rid of it. But one night, it was like the first week or so, my roommate Johnny was just talking about Tinder. Everyone kind of got Tinder at the same time.
Okay.
But I was like, okay, if I don't like talk to anyone tonight, like I'm not really a Tinder person, but if it doesn't happen tonight, I'll get it for you, and I'll try it, that. And he's like, yeah, please. So I did it. Obviously, I didn't talk to anyone that night, got Tinder. And the interesting thing about Tinder and what I wanted to talk about in my thing is, like, the unreasonable standards we all have when it comes to Tinder.
Mm. Oh, dude, my bio,
like, if,
is
if you're
like
being honest without going right swiping the whole time, you're pretty picky.
Oh, yeah.
And some of these girls are, like, absolutely gorgeous, but I'm just like, nah, she's not my type. Like, I don't want that. Or some of these girls might be my type if I see them in real life. But
oh, shit.
Karthik's
getting a phone call for a while.
Karthik's getting a phone call. Anyway, so it's...
How do I mute this thing?
Hang up. No, just talk to them.
Oh, God. No, I'm not doing a work call. Okay, there it's gone.
You just turned it off? What is your
so anyways...
I know what it is about.
So, yeah, some of these girls, like, I see girls in real life, and I'm like, this girl's really attractive. But if I saw her, like, profile picture, I might think, like, she's not attractive. So it's a very, like, I don't know. It's,
No, Tinder's just, like, here's
there's
a bunch
a word
of
for it.
Here's a bunch of apples, and you're like, all these apples look the same. But you're like, you know what, that apple's better than the other apple. This apple looks like and it's just arbitrary. You have no reason.
Yeah, and half these girls don't put anything on their profile, so like, even
hot,
if they accept you,
trait is that you're hot.
Yeah, there's actually. Yeah. I found being more vague is more successful than being, like, you know, being an open book. Yeah. Like,
sorry.
You write too much, and then you write anything, and people just start looking into that and whatever. All but right. As soon as people don't do anything, you're like, yeah, whatever. Just
My like Tinder bar is always really short. My last one before I deleted it again was really banking on your standards being lower than mine.
That's so good though. You're like, you're such a clever Tinderer because you told me some stuff to put on my profile.
Yeah, former Canadian rock star in the UK.
Yeah, I thought that was hilarious, yeah. And I put that on and nothing.
Okay, no, it's
nothing
the down
came
season
of it.
Right now. Everyone's in getting into relationships. I've noticed this.
Yeah,
it's coming. It's getting colder.
It's not summer anymore.
But yeah, Tinder really hurts my self-esteem when it's like not like peak season and I'm not like matching every girl I swipe right.
It hurt my self-esteem so much. Like, I just feel so ugly.
You definitely got to get over that hurdle. That's why I said you would not work well on Tinder, Gavin, because I know that it would hurt you the most.
I'm too sensitive.
Yeah.
Too proud.
Here's a good thing is that girls probably don't Tinder as much as you do, so they probably just haven't gotten to your thing yet.
Also, if
that's what gets me through the day.
If you want to boost your self-confidence, just swipe every girl right. So then you have all these ugly girls that match up with you, and you can just be like, wow, you're way ugly. I'm not going to talk to you at all.
But I don't like giving them the satisfaction that I think they're ever.
Yeah. I don't know. No, you don't give them the satisfaction because you don't say shit to them.
I don't want them thinking they're pretty. They're ugly.
But, like, seriously. Afterwards.
So terrible. Huh?
But, like, seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a friend. And he's
because
like,
I'm better than you.
I had a friend, and he's like, you know, he's like, I accidentally swipe some troll right, and if they don't match with me, I'm like, what? You don't think you're good enough for me? You're like, I'm good enough. You gotta be kidding me right now.
Like your friend.
This is Ian, actually.
Yeah. Sick. Ian.
No, but I ended up matching with a couple girls, but like the top, like the conversation is just so superficial and so stupid.
Yeah.
And the guys have so much pressure to have to be, like, witty and original. The girls not to say shit.
No, I don't know. No, okay. Well, then you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, I started playing the game right. I feel like the pressure was way.
So I ran into that girl from Tinder.
Learn me something.
So do you remember, here, podcast update. Here's a way back playback. When I got Gavin to spy on that girl, I was on the subway, and I was standing there, like you know how Gavin always rags on me for getting changed all the time and trying to be, like, as stuntastic as possible all the time? This is why. Because I do, like, every so often something happens where I'm like, I'm glad I changed.
I wish I wasn't wearing that fucking shirt.
Yeah, like that pretty much. Like,
yeah.
So I'm like standing on the subway, like a bathroom station, coming home from watching football and like getting stoned all day with my friends. So I'm like all like lit up at the subway station, like standing there. And then the streetcar comes, and then there's this girl who's like frumpy as fuck with this like typical like jean jacket cutoff guy. And I'm like, oh yeah, like Vanna's in town tonight. Like, I'm sure these fucking kids are going to Vanna. And I look over, and I'm like, oh, it's that fucking girl from Tinder. And then I was like, oh, I'm sure she won't notice me. So I just stood in the streetcar, and it was just like, this is so fun. And I was like real stoned. I was like, I cannot wait to get home.
How did you know it was her for sure?
Because it looked like her.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty easy.
That makes sense. Well, I don't think if I saw anyone I matched with on Tinder, I would not recognize them in real life.
Well, I like talked to her and we like had plans. So so kind of.
Yeah, I guess so.
But she wasn't fat. Just frumpy.
Just frumpy.
There we go. The mystery is solved. A lot of podcast listeners were waiting for it.
Yeah, I know, but I would have passed regardless. I'm sure we would have went out. I would have been like, no, I'm good. So
that's another scary thing about Tinder. It's just like no one's really honest with their profile.
No one's really honest anyways.
No.
Yeah, ever. Everyone's a big liar.
It's a good
lying all the time, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was. I remember I was talking to somebody about going to Amsterdam, and I was like, you know what my biggest regret is? Not having sex with a hooker. And I was like, why did I do it? It was like, because I thought it'd be like a deal breaker in like all my future relationships.
That's
like
yeah.
And then I was just like, oh yeah, you can just lie.
At least hookers were honest, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got that synchronization.
Synchronization. Thanks to
Mars. I don't know if there's anything else
Gavin
about
back
that.
Here for the podcast today.
What'd you say?
Shout out to Mars for flying Gavin back for the podcast today.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks, Mars. Yeah. Can we like break from Mars for a second?
Yeah.
Have a moment
oh
of silence for Mars.
Whenever I'm not myself because I'm hungry, Mars.
I gotta admit something though. The other day I had the choice between buying a Mars and a Snickers for 33 pence, and I bought a Snickers.
Is this why you're broke? You're just buying chocolate bars?
Yeah, you could have got a free Mars from our sponsor, but you spent money on this goddamn Snickers.
That was the first chocolate bar or anything I bought like that wasn't for my actual eating. Like, I haven't snacked at all here because I just can't afford snacking.
I literally ate till I couldn't move yesterday.
Yesterday I had 2 lunches at work.
Sad.
So, Gavin, we're really awesome. Living the gluttonous lifestyle over here where you're
North American lifestyle, baby.
Yeah.
Eat all day.
I just keep getting rejected by everything. I applied for a job, got rejected.
You have a visa? Are
invited a girl for a movie, got rejected. Huh?
Isn't allowed to work here.
That's true.
No, I'm allowed to work like 20 hours a week.
Won't you work for like your student association?
Yeah, some dumb shit. Yeah,
that's what I was exactly what I was trying to do. There's like a position. Yeah.
Apply for the kissing booth.
You know what? Start your own kissing booth.
Yeah.
You know what? Be a hooker.
Be an entrepreneur.
See, everyone just says be a hooker.
Yeah,
all my roommates have just been like, you can just prostitute yourself.
That's
like,
why
like,
I
just do that. You can't just like, oh, okay, now.
Yeah. You know how much the startup cost for being a hooker is? A lot.
There's a startup cost?
Yeah. Those heels, they don't buy themselves.
That's true.
Where are you going to get that crop top bikini?
What do gigolos wear?
Gigolos?
Silk shirts?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's expensive, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nice boots. Gigolos are probably more it's probably more expensive to be a gigolo than a hooker.
You should work at Subway.
I said gigolo, not juggalo.
Gigolo? Juggalo? Oh, yeah, juggalo. Oh, God, yeah.
No one wants to be a juggalo.
So I have the title of the episode's going to be Juggalos versus Gigolos.
Juggalo, Gigolo, Juggalo.
That's a good question. Who would win in a fight, a juggalo or a gigolo?
Probably
a juggalo.
That's not even a good question to ask somebody.
No, but
some of the juggalos are, ugh.
You know what'd be a really good Tinder message for you to send to a girl? Do you have Tinder currently?
No, I got rid of it like 2 days ago because I was like,
did you delete your account or did you just delete the app?
I deleted the account.
Okay. Well, so
maybe I'll get it back again if I'm feeling lonely and desperate.
Like, who would win in a fight, a gigolo or a juggalo?
I don't know if anyone over here would know what a juggalo is.
No, juggalos worldwide, baby.
Yeah, worldwide.
Is it?
Magnets, how do they work? That's a worldwide mystery. That's a mystery of the universe, man.
All right, maybe I'll try it out.
Yeah.
I'll report back.
Okay, so let's get into
topic.
Topic
maybe
it's
number
an actual
3.
Maybe it's like an actual thing.
This
of like
is
yeah, not just talking.
So this is a good topic.
That's all podcast is
because
just
this is super superficial. We're gonna play some Mary Fuck Kill.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Cool.
Okay. So first up on the docket, we got the blonde pop stars. We got Jessica Simpson, Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, Mary Fuck Kill.
This is old school. Okay.
Yeah.
This is vintage.
Vintage.
I watched Spice World with my roommates like the other night.
There you go. Well, we can play that too, Mary Fuck Kill Spice Girls, but then you have to kill 2-3 of them.
I don't know. There's this one scene where they're all just like singing and practicing, and then Scary Spice is just wearing a spacesuit, and everyone else is dressed normally. She's wearing like a rave spacesuit costume.
She's scary Spice.
She's just wearing a fucking astronaut suit.
Astronauts are scary.
Hey, I gotta find that.
Anyways, okay, so
go first.
Brittany, Christina, and Jessica Simpson. Nick, you go first.
Okay, would probably marry Christina Aguilera, because she's actually like crazy talented and like probably still hot right now. Jessica Simpson got really fat, so I'd probably kill her. No one, not even a giggle. Nobody.
Are we gonna say this in their prime, or are we saying this
right
now?
Current events.
Sure, we
it's
can say current. It's whatever you want.
No.
Yeah.
You can't.
No,
you can't,
it's got to be one thing or another.
Go back in time and kill.
Okay, fine. It's current.
Current.
Current. Okay.
So, okay. Marry Christina Aguilera, fuck Britney Spears, kill Jessica Simpson.
Okay.
No, I'm marrying Christina, I'm killing Britney, and I'm sleeping with Jessica Simpson.
I'm going to go with that. Yeah, but
I don't think she's fat anymore. I don't think so.
The
but she was super, like, you remember?
This is the worst. We are the worst.
No, no, no.
Do you remember when she had that show, that Simple Life show or whatever?
Yeah, that's why I would marry Jessica Simpson, because she divorced Nick Lachey.
No,
he's like the bros to bros.
You said marry Christina Aguilera.
I love
Yeah, I'm marrying
Simpson.
Christina.
Jessica Simpson, the only thing, the reason I want to be in it is because I'm a professional Nick Lachey impersonator. So
yeah, you are.
I need to do some research. Make sure I can talk.
Yeah, if any listeners look at the picture, just look at the guy who looks most like Nick Lachey. That's Karthik.
Yeah.
All right, what's the next one?
Next one is the Kardashians.
I don't know any of them. I guess
I don't.
Let's Google a picture of the Kardashians.
Okay, so I would marry Kim Kardashian because Kanye did it, and I just want to be Kanye West.
Yeah.
And then the other ones, they're interchangeable.
Khloe's like the giant one. I don't.
I know there's definitely one ugly one. I would kill that the ugly one, the puggish one. That's what I think. She kind of looks like a pug.
I hope no one I ever meet listens to this fucking podcast.
Funny story. Some girl is talking to Ginger.
Okay, there's
what?
I was like, oh, I just finished recording podcast. She's like, you do a podcast? She's like, can I listen? I was like, I don't really want you to listen because I'm a terrible person on the podcast. She's like, no, please let me. I was like, no, no. She's like, you have to tell me. And I was like, okay, fine. This is what it is. And the first thing she gets to, she texts me back, like, half an hour later, being like, are you the one hating on the foot tattoos?
And amazing.
This girl sent you a text saying, are you the... Did you send her a link?
Yeah, I know. I just said, like, this is what it's called. And so she actually...
So you told her.
Yeah, I did tell her. And then first thing she scrubs to is me ragging on foot tattoos.
So do you still talk to this
bro.
Girl?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's good.
It's always
just
good.
Just for this girl, I love foot tattoos.
What?
Ditch the zero. Get with the UK guy who just is gonna ignore you forever.
What was good is that what I could tell that she was a decent person, because then she told me that she had a foot tattoo, and then I was like, oh well, this is awkward. And then she's like, psych, I don't. So I was like, oh, you're fucking with the fuck boy right now. That's okay. Anyways, let's get back to topic. Kardashian's
Mary
sister.
Yeah.
Mary Kim Kardashian.
Oh yeah, definitely marry Kim K.
Probably bang the one in the middle because she's shorter.
The shorter
one. Not the middle, the short one on the right.
Let's look up their I don't know who's who, though.
Khloe?
Khloe Kardashian.
No, she's the tall one.
Khloe Kardashian. Is she the tall one?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's
oh,
the tall
she's
one.
Puggish,
oh, yeah, puggish as hell. Kill that shit.
Kill the shit out of Khloe Kardashian.
I'm in the same boat as you guys, I guess.
Courtney Kardashian?
Is it Courtney?
Yeah.
Why do they all have names with K's?
Because that's the deal. Oh, yeah, Courtney Kardashian. Yeah, just bang it once. And
oh, yeah.
Hit it once.
Kim Courtney Khloe?
Yeah.
Yeah, Khloe, I don't like, I don't think.
They spelled her name wrong. Courtney with a K.
Or is it Courtney?
Courtney
I don't
with
know.
The K. Courtney
and
with
Khloe's spelled wrong, too.
Khloe with the
Who
K,
are
yeah.
These people's parents?
They're the Kardashians.
And they have a TV show because they all have stupid names?
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Let's do
a nice question, like Snooki.
Spice Girls.
Jersey Shore. Spice Girls? No.
Spice Girls? Oh.
Karthik has a list, and I'm reading it. It's pretty good.
Okay.
I like this one. Maury, Dr. Phil, or Montel?
Maury, Dr. Phil, or Montel?
Montel.
I would marry Dr. Phil because he's a... Seems like a supportive guy.
Okay, you're good.
I don't remember watching Maury or Montel, so I'd probably
you
just
never watched
kill
I
both
would,
of them and then
I
fuck
would,
their corpses.
I would definitely marry Montel.
You just missed the best thing I ever said, but
what
fuck y'all.
Say it again.
No, now the listeners
say
are gonna have to re-listen
say it
to
once,
it.
Fool me once. Say it twice, fool me twice.
I said I'd marry Dr. Phil, and I don't watch Maury or Montel, so I'd kill them both and fuck their corpses.
That's not funny.
Yeah, you're a gross man. You
it's
nasty
funny.
Man.
I was playing Lamb of God laid to rest today on guitar, so it's funny to me.
Oh, that's what you're feeling. It. Okay, so I'd marry Montel. Definitely bang Maury because he's crazy. And kill
yeah.
Dr. Phil because he's bald. Actually, no, wait. Montel's bald too, but Dr. Phil is ugly bald.
Why don't you put like Dr. Oz in there? He's the best.
He's Dr. Oz.
Oh, I married the shit out of Dr. Oz.
Is he the one who's the real doctor?
Yeah. Everything he says is kind of like mom bro science.
Mom bro science.
Like
that's exactly
mom
it.
Science?
Oh, if you eat enough chickpeas, your eyes will get bigger. Like stuff like that.
I don't know. Whatever. It's like, oh, if you want to like lose fat in your stomach, do a sit up.
Oh, cool. So Okay, next. Wait, Nick, you didn't do this.
Yeah.
Do you know Montel?
Maury's a shitty dude. Montel, he's that black dude with
the earring.
Who's the guy from Family Feud?
That's shit.
Family Feud.
Family Feud dude.
Oh, Montel. I love Montel.
Yeah, see? That's why I'd marry him. He seems like...
No, I...
Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey. I thought Montel was Steve Harvey.
not Steve Harvey.
Yeah, I probably...
So not only are we sexist and hating on fat people, but we're also racist and we can't tell skinny people.
No, it's hard to get people. You get people mixed up all the time. Like Bruce Lee, Jackie Chan, Ben Affleck, yeah. And... who's the guys like
me?
They stay the same age and I keep fucking them?
Oh, Keanu Reeves?
Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, and yeah, Matthew McConaughey, yeah. And other Matthew McConaughey.
And
what's the other
Ben
guy?
Affleck.
What's the other Matthew McConaughey guy?
They're Bradley Cooper?
Yeah,
oh yeah, Bradley Cooper.
Same guy.
Same dude.
Same dude.
For sure.
Yeah.
You see Wolf of Wall Street? He plays every character.
Yeah.
It's unreal. Great movie.
And Matt Damon and that other Matt Damon, the lesser Matt Damon.
Oh, lesser Matt Damon. Oh, you mean Leonardo DiCaprio?
No, he's in the...
Oh, Hawkeye. What's his name?
No, not Hawkeye. Matt Damon and...
Oh, you mean other Ryan Atwood?
Born Supremacy guy.
Oh, Matt Damon.
Is that Matt Damon?
Yeah.
That's Matt Damon.
Oh, shit. What's
so Matt Damon and Matt Damon are the same guy.
With the three
Matt
brothers,
Damon.
They're brothers, there's...
Oh
shit!
Oh
Mark,
no,
Mark
that's the
Wahlberg.
Affleck.
Mark
Casey
Wahlberg
Affleck.
And Matt Damon.
Oh, Wahlberg.
But what I was thinking, Matt Damon was Mark Wahlberg. Mark Wahlberg is definitely better than real Matt Damon.
There's Matt, Donnie, and another.
Okay, here's
Wahlberg.
One. Here's a good one too. Okay, Katy Perry, Emily Blunt, Zooey Deschanel.
Oh boy, who wants to go first?
I will. I'll take this one.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. So I'm gonna go marry Zooey Deschanel because she's an angel and so quirky and so hot and I'm obsessed with her.
Okay.
Would fuck Katy Perry because she fucked Travis McCoy, John Mayer. Russell Brand.
Russell Brand.
All your heroes.
Everybody who I've ever looked up
yeah.
to my entire life,
so
she's banned them, so I got to be on that list.
Yeah.
That's a good list to be on.
Because you could be your own hero.
When you show up to the gates of hell, they have the list, you're on it, you're ready to rock, like good to go. Like Satan, high fives everywhere. And then the other one, Kill the Last One, I don't know who she is.
Kill Emily Blunt?
Yeah, whatever.
She's like the, here, you got to look her up. She's like the mature one.
Oh, I said the greatest thing in my fantasy
yeah.
football league, Walt, the other day.
What's
I'm
that?
On a I'm on a three-week win streak. And I won this last one, and I was just, yeah, I'd kill the shit out of her. Fuck it.
Kill the shit out of Emily Blunt. Damn.
No, she's really hot, though.
Yeah, she seems like
yeah.
she's put together.
Yeah, I said, I see Satan got that dead goat I sent him.
Yeah, that's a thing. I've heard that somewhere.
Have you? I just want to,
yeah.
I just, like, all my things I will do is, like, post, like, praise the Dark Lord, like, I've risen, like. Fantasy football is great. I can't wait to win this trophy and have it in my house.
I can't wait to start fantasy hockey and not know what I'm doing. The draft is Friday. I have no fucking clue.
Oh,
what
yo,
I'm doing.
I'll become an expert overnight.
Here, Cujo, Wayne Gretzky, and
Cujo retired. I'm pretty sure.
And that other kid
Sorry,
from on the Sundin
or whatever. Matt Sundin.
Matt Sundin. And
he's not playing either. I don't think.
Sidney Crosby.
Sidney Crosby. Him. And then there's that other guy who's.
Well, Crosby's number one in the league, so
of
course
he should be your first round pick.
If I get first round,
pick Wayne Gretzky for pick Babe Ruth.
I have no idea.
You don't know yet?
No.
Are you supposed to plan for Friday if you don't know what fucking draft you are?
Man,
what kind of Bush league is this?
Yeah.
I'll figure it out and
okay.
I'll let you know.
So Gavin, what's your verdict on the Katy Perry, Emily Blunt, Zooey Deschanel?
Can I use the threesome or Mormon card?
No. You can't Mormon. You can't just become a Mormon like that.
For those girls, I would do anything. I would marry. Just to be different from Nick, I'll marry Katy Perry.
Okay.
I'll fuck Zooey, and I will have to kill Emily Blunt, even though I don't. I'd rather marry and fuck her as well.
Okay, I'm gonna have to. I'll switch it up too. I'll marry Emily Blunt. Not. I don't even know her that much, but she seems more. She's less in the spotlight, and I like that better.
Yeah.
That's cool wife potential. Also, she's married to Jim from the
That's
office.
Like a backhand compliment.
No, it's like a I guess so. If you want to be a superstar, but she's
yeah.
married to Jim Halpert too from the office.
Is she?
Yeah, in real life. So I trust his judgment implicitly.
Yeah, totally.
I'm going to bang Katy Perry cuz she's a hot one, and I'm going to get rid of Zooey Deschanel. I'm going to kill her because I can't stand her voice.
So, basically if Emily Blunt, Katy Perry and Zooey Deschanel were listening to the show, they'd all have new husbands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
and then they'd all die because we killed every single one.
We'd kill each other's wives.
And we fucked each other's lives. Yeah, so true. Basically, like, nothing could come of this.
I know what it is. It's okay. Okay. Man. We're almost done. We're almost done. We have like 5 minutes left. God damn it, phone.
Just pick it up.
Huh? No, I don't want to pick it up on air.
Just pause it.
Okay.
It oh my God.
Three more. Shut or two more. Anchor. Let's see. Game of Thrones style, Sansa, Daenerys Targaryen, and Marjorie Tyrell.
That's not even a competition.
Wait, what is it?
You fucking
kidding
me.
We got
the
Game of Thrones gals. We got Sansa. We got...
Why not Ygritte? If you put Ygritte in there, it would have been harder for me at least.
You think Ygritte would make a... What the fuck are you talking
about? I love redheads.
Yeah, Sansa Stark is not a redhead, right?
Isn't she like 13?
I don't find her as attractive as Ygritte. Probably because she's so young. I don't know.
Oh, man. Ygritte is just... Okay, fine. You can use Ygritte. All
right, so I'm going to go... Marry Arya Stark. Fuck Brandon Stark. Kill Jon Snow. What was the question?
From
Daenerys. Who else?
Okay, marry Daenerys every time.
Marjorie Tyrell.
Who's Marjorie
Tyrell? Oh, the super hot little girl.
No, not this.
She's not little. She's like
she's a little
young adult.
She's like the kind of the sluttyish one. But she's like,
yeah.
But she's like, she got it going. Oh, she knows
like
what she's doing.
She's like crazy foxy.
Yeah.
This is so hard.
I would, I would have to marry Daenerys, fuck Ygritte, kill Marjorie.
Okay.
All right. So yeah.
Or if it's Sansa, I'll just switch up Sansa and Marjorie
kill
and kill Sansa.
Every
and
time.
Kill Sansa every time. Okay.
Yeah. She's, nah.
Sorry, Sansa.
She's attractive, but I just, I don't like her personality on the show.
I'd rather her die than me not. Get to fuck the other one.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go. Marry Daenerys Targaryen for that crazy blood. Actually, no. You know what? Fuck Daenerys Targaryen because she's too crazy to take home. But you hit it once, you don't go back. And then you kill Sansa. Sorry, Sansa. Even though I like her, and then you gotta marry Marjorie Tyrell for the money.
Have you read a chapter of Sansa's
for the money
book? Like of the Game of Thrones book with Sansa. It's like a Sansa chapter. It's like, oh my God, I'm so sad
because
I'm so pretty and frail.
That's like the first book. After that, it's like, I'm so sad because all my family is dead and everyone is torturing me all the time.
No one cares, Sansa. Get over it.
I feel bad for her.
So Karthik's marrying for the money.
Yep.
Me and Nick are marrying Daenerys for the fuck.
For the power.
For the power. For the fuck.
No, she's so hot.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Oh my God.
I would do.
But I'm thinking about
anything.
All that incest blood. I'm like, man, I don't know if I should. You don't want that in your kids.
How long is this podcast been on for?
For like 7 hours. 70
like
years.
40 minutes.
Okay, and.
Not even, actually. Not even 40 minutes.
I guess we could wrap it up there. That's really.
It's only 33 minutes.
I want to do things that. Yeah, anyone have things that bother me but really shouldn't?
Wait, do you have any more of those fuck, marry, kills, or is that it?
I got like two more, but they're pretty shitty.
What are they?
Rock, paper, or scissors.
Oh God!
That one.
Let's not fuck scissors. Let's just kill scissors.
I would definitely marry scissors.
I would marry rock and fuck paper. Kill scissors.
I would. This is tough. I would. You know what? I would fuck paper. I would have to kill the rock, unfortunately. So drown the rock in a pool. Marry the fuck the paper, and then marry the scissors, because scissors are dependable.
But they're sharp as fuck, man.
Yeah, but they're depend. Like, think about the most useful tool is like scissors.
I guess not if I marry rock and kill your scissors.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't answer this question. It's too hard. I don't know. Kill, marry, fuck, rock, paper, scissors.
That's all. Yeah, that's all I got.
Things that bother me that really shouldn't.
I got one.
Yeah.
Okay. Yo, shouts out to businessmen with backpacks. The fuck you got a backpack for? You wear a suit. You got some big corporate job. And I understand that backpacks are really ergonomic. They work well for carrying a lot of stuff. They're convenient. You have both your hands free. But shit, man, get your shit together. You got a fucking suit. Fucking buy a nicer bag. Don't walk around with dress shoes and a suit and a fucking backpack.
I feel like such an idiot every time I wear my backpack. I feel like not fashionable.
Yeah, backpacks aren't fashionable unless you're into streetwear and you're a thug.
Okay, no one's into streetwear by Everyone, choice.
Huh? No, people with the bucket hats and shit, that's all streetwear, man. They're so hard into the backpacks, but man, I got a job, and I was like, I'm wearing a blazer once in a while. I'm going to buy a briefcase. Some it was like $40.
If you can buy a suit. I just got a new backpack, but I needed it for like riding my bike to school.
Yeah,
and like
you go to school, you're wearing a backwards hat, right? You're okay with the backpack.
Yeah.
But if you're wearing a suit, you're going to fucking wear a backpack, Nick? So help me God.
No, probably not. That's stupid.
Yeah.
I recently just started getting into that Louis show.
Louis C.K.
Yeah, it's a good show. It's depressing
so good
as fuck.
Dude, this is the darkest shit, and that makes me laugh so hard.
It makes me not look forward to getting older.
Oh, yeah. No, I actually had a revelation last night that I'm immortal.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so everything's fine.
Everything
I was sad for like a minute, and I was like, wait, I'm going to live forever.
I'm immortal. Actually, that that reminds me. I'm going to have a good topic for next week. So
I'm glad. Unlike this week,
so
you're going to
so
have
get
a good topic
so
for
everyone,
next
all
week.
Listeners, get hyped. Let the hype build. Also,
let the hype
you know,
build.
Let the beat build, bitch.
I'm sure. I think we've lost listeners.
Oh, for sure.
Like fat girls and.
I don't care, though.
Like
bitch, I might be.
I don't even. No, you know what? No, I'm not even going to defend myself. I don't care.
Yeah, Gavin, you're a shitty person, too, so.
I'm a terrible person. Yeah. But, like, I don't think body weight really matters. It's more the face to me.
Oh, yeah. Body weight
I'm not a fan of double chins. I don't care so much about, like, a bit of a stomach, but
well,
I don't like double chins.
I've never explicitly hated on fat girls. I just
so now it's
a lot of
how
things
much
around.
Fat is okay.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
It's okay to be, you know, honest. Every girl's like, I just want a guy who's nice and honest. So that's one out of two.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Oh, and girls lie when they say that, too. So.
Oh, yeah. Girls, their values are like money and dick size.
Okay. I guess we'll wrap it up now.
Things that bother me, but really should, us. We bother me. We bother me so much. Okay. I'm not going to listen back to any of these ever, so I just forget how much of a terrible
I
person
I hope that
I am.
Gavin's kids find this podcast so they can realize how bad Gavin was when he was.
Imagine
going.
You have an overweight.
There was like
overweight
I was going to, because I'm doing the radio thing here.
Yeah.
I was going to be like, yeah, you should just use my podcast like so I don't have to record anything live, and that way we can get more listeners. It's like
a
radio
but
thing.
But Kent sucks dick, so why the hell would we want to be on that radio?
See, now, like, we just swear, we make fun of people, and it's just, it's a great time. Great time.
It's very pretentious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks for listening.
And we say this all like we can't get Tinder matches. We're just like we're the saddest people.
Man, I'm just
I can't even bring a girl over for a movie without like being the worst thing in the world.
Was it actually the worst thing in the world? You didn't talk about it.
No, it was fine. It was completely fine.
so like your scenario
but
it just is fine.
Yeah, no. She walks in and she sits on my desk chair. Like, okay, let me describe my room. It's like a square. Or a rectangle with a bed, a single bed, a desk chair, a desk, a closet, and a bathroom. And she walks in. The first thing she does was sit in my desk chair. It's like the one spot where you can be where you can't sit next to anybody. And so I sit on the bed, and then I just put on the movie. And she's like, yeah, I have to go. Like, I might have to leave right before the movie ends. And I was like, okay. And then we watched the movie, and then she just left.
Who's this girl? How'd you meet her?
I'm like scared to talk about it because like I hope she doesn't
turn
listen to this.
Yeah.
We could. Anyways, she's really cute, but she's really young. So like.
She's like 12.
No, she's 18, but 18 is still kind of like pushing it
yeah,
for me.
Yeah, I guess you're 5 years.
Do you remember when you were 18?
Barely. I was watching Inlight's videos last night, actually.
So you just gotta be that person around her. Push around or
be 18.
Just whip your hair.
I think I was a much better. I was a better person when I was 18.
Well, that's depressing.
No, in like a nice way. I've gotten more cynical and like.
Oh, okay. Still kind of depressing. I guess that's part of getting old.
Yeah, but anyways, so then the girl didn't talk. Like I hadn't heard from her, and then today she started talking to me. So like I don't know what's going on.
Well, you know, my rule is that first date.
That's a good rule.
Yeah, put out anything. Don't talk to her. Don't look at her.
No, don't. I'm going to do this, and you're going to come, and no one's going to talk.
I'm going to ignore you for the whole date.
And movie like hangouts are like the worst.
Yeah, movie, you really fucked
like
up.
Let's
there.
Ignore each other for 2 hours in this room.
Yeah, it was a weird situation.
But she's 18. She doesn't know.
Yeah, she probably doesn't. She probably that was probably the first movie she ever saw in her life.
Yeah, she probably had like whoa, like where am I?
Yeah, what is?
I don't know anything.
I guess that's how.
What movie,
no,
what movie did you watch with her?
Emperor's New Groove.
She's like seven.
So
no, but okay. Here's the thing. I was like, we gotta watch a horror movie. And even I was talking to my Finnish roommate, I know, and she was just like, yeah, when you're with a girl, you should either watch a rom-com or a horror movie, because then it's all lovey-dovey, or it's a horror movie, and she gets all scared, and she, like, nuzzles up to you or whatever. She said this after the fact, but I was like, yeah, so let's watch a horror movie or something, because I love horror, and it's Halloween. And she's like, I hate horror movies. And I was like, okay, I got some, like, rom-coms. She's like, I don't like rom-coms.
Tell her.
And she's like, and I'm like, okay, what do you like? And she's like, Disney. And I was like,
I like
okay,
Emperor's New Groove.
I got Emperor's New Groove, which is the best movie ever, by the way.
There you go.
Okay,
baby. Okay.
All right, that's all. Bye.
Yeah.
Thanks yeah, for listening. I don't even want to release this thing. Oh God.
Okay. Thanks for listening.
Shout out to Mars.
No one is thinking about you.
We probably won't see you next week because you got
about us.
Are reflected in the brand of Mars bars.
At Karthik Music.
Oh, yeah.
Nah. Not this time.
No.
At
no.
Mars. At Mars bars.
Just go to at No One Is Thinking About You podcast, but abbreviated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Podcast.
All right, Gavin, I miss you. I love you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
That's not my name anymore.
Bye.
Can't let people know. Bye.